Question 23. Sophie sipped her own tea, every so often nervously glancing up at the clock. She sat quietly beside her mother on the sofa. She had run out of words to say. A wall of silence surrounded her and her mother. The good relationship they had shared earlier had been replaced by an uneasy and tense silence. Sophie found her mother suddenly distant and unreachable, as if she were in another world. Somewhere deep inside, she was convinced that her mother was not going to take control of her life and make profound changes that she obviously needed to. Despite her maturity, it seemed to Sophie that her mother was a little girl frozen in a time zone, which went back to the day her parents died. The trauma and shock her mother must have received then, she thought, must have paralyzed her emotionally. The guilt she carried must have convinced her mother that she did not deserve to have her wishes granted and have the life of her choice. It pained Sophie that there was nothing she could do to give her mother the emotional strength she needed.